Welcome back, everybody. Now, hold on a second. Dan, is this right? Is this real? Okay. Esmeralda, guess who? Want to take a guess who this is covering the song?
I don't know.
This is Hanson.
Oh. I'm assuming Hanson.
Is that? That's probably Hanson now, but that's Hanson covering Ain't No Sunshine. That's really good. What? Wow. Okay, 773 area code requesting Hanson's version of Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. That was good. Would you have ever thought that was Hanson, Esmeralda?
No.
Wow. Okay. Wildcard Wednesday, yeah, continues. And if you want to request some stuff here, you can. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? I'm your overnight dude. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. All that coming up right here on WGN. All right, we're going to talk about some classic Chicago TV commercials, and we'll hear some of the classic ones as well and some of the ones that make you nuts. We got texts already coming in for crazy classic commercials. Bob Roorman car commercial, Eric says, with the cartoon lion was classic. It played multiple times every Bulls game in the 90s. Those commercials are still on. Bob Roorman. Those are still around. I like the one where it's just a bunch of Bob Roorman bloopers. You ever see that one, Esmeralda? Where it's just Bob Roorman laughing?
No.
The entire commercial is just Bob Roorman screwing up lines and laughing. That's the whole commercial. We've got audio for a lot of these, so we're going to listen to it. 630 area code is the, of course, Victory Auto Wreckers, which is legendary. Our main man Dino here, Dean Richards, is currently doing the voiceover. That old car is worth money. 773 area code says, Nick, do you remember when WGN Channel 9 news promo with Jack Taylor and the news team dressed as cowboys? They'd come looking badass in a western town, and people would look at him and say, who was that guy? You can't find this spot anywhere. It ran in the early 80s. I do not remember that, but that sounds fantastic. Jack Taylor and the rest of the news team dressed up like cowboys? That sounds awesome. You're too young. You don't remember that, but that sounds fantastic. 847 area code, that stupid newsboy for Long Chevrolet drove me nuts. Well, we've got some audio on that. I don't know if you guys don't remember this. Long Chevrolet had Timmy, and he was a kid, and he was like an old school news kid, you know, dressed up like a newsie, and he would have like these newspapers. Extra, extra, read all about it. Long Chevrolet has Chevys for $5,000, you know, stuff like that. And everybody hated him. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he was one of the owner's kids. And people complained constantly, but they did like a ton of these commercials, series of commercials with Timmy, the newspaper boy. And he'd be extra, extra, read out. People would just be like, I can't stand this kid. So they did a commercial without telling Timmy, because he would have like four newspapers in his hand that he would show. And then he'd read the headline. Like the first newspaper would be, you can get a coupe for $4 or whatever. And the next one is a different car. And then he throws that newspaper down. And the next one is a different headline. He throws that. So they did one commercial because people hated him so much. Like the public hated him so much that they did a commercial where he was like, extra, extra, read all about it. He read the first headline. Oh, you can get a Chevy for $500 down. And he throws the newspaper down. And the next one is, you can get a Pinto for $4. And he throws that newspaper down. And then the next headline said, kid gets pie in the face. So he goes, kid gets pie in the face. And then they come out and smash a pie into his face. And everybody loved that commercial. They thought that was about the kid. They put a pie in the kids. We hate this kid. And they threw a pie in his face. And just the kid's reaction when he looked at the headline, because he looked down at the headline in the newspaper in his hand, he goes, kid gets pie in the face? Boom! Then they come out and smash a pie in the kid's face. And collectively, you could hear in living rooms across Chicago, people going, yeah! Finally, the little twerp gets his comeuppance. We have some audio from the long Chevrolet just to hear how you want to hear how annoying he was, Esmeralda?
Oh boy.
Here he is. Let me find which one he is here. Okay, here we go. This is the kid. This is an example of the kid. And everybody hated him. Hated him, this kid, Timmy.
Extra, extra, Long Chevrolet has the deals. Extra, extra, read all about it. Long has 300 trucks in stock. More trucks arriving every day. Long Chevrolet has the selection you want. All the colors, all the options. Extra, extra, read it here. Long has 300 trucks in stock. Extra, extra, read all about it. Make a deal today. Extra, extra, Long Chevrolet and Grand between York Road and Route 83. Extra, extra, read it here.
So, people, and that's annoying. And now, and this commercial was on a lot, and they would do different, and the kid's screaming the entire time, and he sounds that annoying, and he was wearing a really annoying little Newsies, you know, he's got the little cap on and the vest. And when they smashed him in the face with a pie, I'm telling you, the entire city was rejoicing. It was just ridiculous. So, all right, how about this? This, and let's see. Bushell Carpet Cleaning. This is one of those ones where, you know, you got the catchphrase where, they try to do like a catchphrase or like a little jingle where you get to remember the address or you get to remember that you have to remember the phone number. That's always a very important part of the local commercial, is to do a jingle or to have some sort of interesting earworm way that people remember the address or especially the phone number. Well, here's one of the classics. This is Bushell Carpet Cleaning.
I'm Cecil Treadway with the most dramatic breakthrough in carpet cleaning that I've seen in all my years in the business. This is our new biodegradable dirt dissolver. We apply it to your carpeting before we clean it. Now look at what happens when our powerful cleaning equipment goes to work on carpeting just like yours. We won't upset your home because we're in and out fast. With our exclusive new process, your carpeting is dry and ready for use in a matter of hours. See for yourself. Call Bushell at
Hudson 32700.
There it is, man. You guys are too young, right, Esmeralda? You don't remember that, do you?
Yeah.
Hudson 32700. That's so old that it has the letter prefixes. What did they call those exchanges? Where it's like HU was Hudson. HU was that. So it would be, what's H? H would be 58. 583-2700. Hudson 32700. Oh man, you guys have to know the Empire. What's the Empire phone number? What's the Empire phone number?
588-2300.
But they had to throw the 800 in because it used to be just a regular 588-2300.
Yeah, I forget which one it on the list, but they mentioned that you didn't have to mention area codes
yeah,
at that time because there were no area codes.
That's right. It was all 312. It was all 312. But there you go. All right, we've got more of these ridiculous and classic commercials. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hudson 32700. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah. Continues. Jim in Carbondale requested Ronnie Law's Always There. Yeah, all right. Wildcard Wednesday. 312-981-7200 for that and talk and text. 312-981-7200. We love to reminisce on this show about great old local Chicago stuff. And because Peter Francis Tracy's wife is in the news with a lawsuit involving dogs and elevators, we thought we would bust out some classic commercials and talk about some of them. 312-981-7200. Here's Steve, the limo driver. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
All right.
You're doing a wonderful job. I have two commercials I want to mention. I have a movie follow-up question and a compliment.
Okay.
The Burt Wyman Ford classic commercials that used to be on when you're watching the Lone Ranger and stuff on Saturday mornings, they were on all the time, but it seemed they were very predominant on Saturday morning.
Yep.
Sure you remember?
Yeah, Lynn Burton. Yep.
Yeah. Last time you played a clip, but whatever. Also, the
show's not over yet, Steve. So, you know, okay. I mean, you know, we also have an agenda on the show. So
Okay.
Go ahead.
Also, the Great America commercials with the guy that looked like Junior Soprano.
Yeah.
And they had that little...
Those commercials drove me nuts.
It was annoying, but it was fun watching the guy. Okay, and are you familiar with a movie that was called 17? It was a documentary, and it was, like, banned from PBS or something.
Yes.
Because it had... I got that from my library recently. I really enjoy it because it was from our era, like the mid-70s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it. And it was, you know, the subject matter was another thing. But, you know, just I wasn't sure if you had ever,
I've seen it.
Ever saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you might want to watch it again.
Okay. All right, Steve.
And the compliment.
Yeah.
Okay. Even with the excruciating minutia of the show's regular weekly schedule, you still manage to crack me up all the time on a regular basis.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. Thanks for the call.
And Esmeralda's voice is very soothing and nice, and I like her little laugh. And I like when she doesn't like something, she goes, eh.
Yeah, she does that a lot on this show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, so, all right, Steve, thanks.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to trademark that.
Happy New Year. It's February. What?
Chinese New Year. Just...
Oh, Chinese New Year. That's right. Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Rooster. Forgot about that. All right. All right. Let's see if you guys remember. Do you remember Solozzi Edelson? Esmeralda?
What'd he do?
It's two guys.
Oh, what'd they do?
Nick Solozzi and Maury Edelson. They sold cars.
Right. But what was their thing?
Well, here, listen.
The Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet is number one in sales because of our guaranteed sales policy.
You want the best price and the greatest selection.
So we offer over 1,500 new cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery.
We offer low-rate financing to qualified buyers.
Plus, we guarantee you'll save more money on any new car or truck, or we give you back the difference in cash.
At Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst at York and Roosevelt Roads,
where you always save more money.
Yeah. That's their catchphrase. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember
that. You always save more money. They got to have the catchphrase because that's what's going to stick with you.
Well, yeah, because you're not going to remember that name.
Yeah. Although Solozzi Edelson became kind of synonymous, though, you know, because, well, the other thing is, Esmeralda, but in those days, you could see this commercial 50 times a day.
Right.
So it would get ingrained. You would remember Solozzi Edelson.
I'm thinking more like, I can't pronounce that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Here is Trucker Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
This isn't local, but when I was in the Army back in late 70s down at Fort Benning, there was a Ford dealer down there that had these crazy commercials. You know, it's like, this weekend only, buy any new Pinto, and we'll throw in a premium sound system, a new AM/FM 8-track tape player, and he'd show you the radio and then throw it right through the driver's side window.
They didn't bother installing it. You stall it yourself. We'll just throw it in the. Throw it in the car.
Yeah, they'll throw it in. You know, and if you don't like these hubcaps, no problem. You take a hammer and knock them off and fling them off like a frisbee. And Don't like white walls. He'd pull a can of black spray paint out of his pocket and paint the wheels black.
That's awesome. And,
I can't remember the guy's name because I would love to find that
and,
on YouTube.
This is when you were in the service. Where was this?
Down in Fort Benning, Georgia,
Georgia. Okay, Columbus, Georgia. Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah. Just throw it in. I love that.
Yeah. That was just, I seen that on TV. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, wow.
Yeah,
you know?
That's pretty great. That's pretty great.
Yep.
All right, Rich. Thanks, man.
Have a good evening.
All right, you too, buddy. Bye. Take care. That's pretty funny, man. Yeah, we'll just throw it in. Just whip it through the window. What was the New York Crazy Larry's? He's crazy. It was like he was so insane because he put everything on sale. It was like an appliance store or an electronics store. It was crazy was in the name. It was like Crazy Larry or Crazy Harry's Emporium of Sound or something. He's insane. He's crazy. And it's like and it's like him screaming into he looks like a lunatic. And I think at one point, during this campaign, they actually I think at one point had him in a straitjacket. Like I'm so crazy, I'm cutting prices. They had to put me into a straitjacket because I'm Crazy Larry.
Unfortunately, the only search results are coming up with Crazy Larry, Dirty Mary.
Oh, that movie, yeah. Fantastic movie, by the way.
There was another crazy person, but it was someone talking about how crazy he was. And there's this guy be like, he's so crazy
that he's cutting prices.
Yeah, again.
I think that's that's a common thing locally across the nation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like somebody will take the all right. Look, here's the deal. Our commercial idea is that I'm insane and I'm going to cut prices. I think that happens in every metropolitan city in the country.
There's crazy Lenny.
That might be it.
815.
That might be it. Crazy Lenny. If we can find audio of this guy screaming, talking about how you can get a stereo for half price because I'm insane.
Now it's just clips of Lenny Kravitz.
Don't do a Google image search on Lenny Kravitz. Don't do that. Something might pop up that might not be appropriate for work. All right. Well, let's see. How about this one? Here's a jingle, Esmeralda, that like I think this commercial ran a lot late 70s through the like mid 80s. And this particular commercial that we're about to play is from 1985. And this is one of those jingles that was ubiquitous and it would get into your head and it would stay into your head. And so I don't know if you'll remember this or not, but boy, this was like a thing in the early 80s, mid 80s.
Hey, how would you like to buy this waterbed and not spend one penny? It's Pepperidge Waterbed's not one penny sale. And that means this weekend you can buy any waterbed you want without one penny down, without one penny of interest, and without one payment for 6 months. Choose from a wide selection of Pepperidge Waterbeds and bedroom furniture. There's no down payment. Why? It's like sleeping for free for 6 months during Pepperidge Waterbed's not one penny sale.
So that jingle would go on a little bit longer. Peppers! Woo! Peppers!
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and waterbed. Does anybody have a waterbed anymore?
Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, Mary Vandeveld. That's right. Mary does have a waterbed.
She had to give it away.
Yeah.
But still, she's a fan.
Yeah. A girl that I dated, she had a waterbed, and she ended up moving into my apartment, and we did not bring the waterbed. She got rid of the waterbed because I'd go over to her place and sleep at her place sometimes. I'd be like, no. No. My best friend who I used to hang out with, his older brother used to live in the basement, you know, and this was in the 70s. So we'd go down there and there'd be weed everywhere. The whole basement would reek of weed. It was his parents' house. He was living in the basement and he had a waterbed. Full on 70s round waterbed.
Right. Of course. He has to. It came with the weed.
Yeah. Because this was the early to mid 70s. Like the mid late 70s. This guy was like blowing weed. I don't know. He was like 23 years old or something. He was living at home in the basement. And
with purchase of weed, you got a waterbed.
That's exactly right.
It was big.
Yeah. So, we used to go down there, and this was before we knew really what weed was. And we'd go down there and go, boy, it smells really funny down here. Didn't smell like that anywhere else in the house except for in the two rooms that he lived in the basement, and it just reeked of weed. And he had a bunch of albums because back in those days there was actual seeds in weed, so you'd have to like scrape the seeds out of the weed, and people would use the double album covers to do that. So there'd be seeds all over the floor and in his albums. We would listen to it because he had all the cool records, so we'd go down there and listen to like the really cool stuff. And every time we would open up an album, seeds would fall out onto the floor.
No one's vacuuming in this joint?
No. Are you kidding? I don't think so. What I always thought was funny was that in order to get to the laundry room in the basement, that the parents would have to walk through there. How do they not see pot seeds and smell weed and go, what is our son? I don't think, I guess they just didn't care.
Well, and also it's you pretend it's not there.
Yeah, you're just living in denial. I'm going to go do the laundry. Walk through my troubled son's weed fest just so I can get to the dryer. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up next and more classic. And it's Crazy Eddie, by the way. And we have audio, Dan? Crazy Eddie! He's crazy! All right, news is next. I only whispered your name. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up in less than a half an hour, and Steve Cochran at 6. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Yeah. Aaron requests Harry Connick Jr. whisper your name. All right, Aaron. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Hi. So it's Crazy Eddie. He was the crazy man out of New York.
And what did he do?
He sold appliances and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But we have more from our buddy Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy. What's up?
Yeah. In the 70s, yeah. Crazy Eddie selling stereos. It was insane. Yeah. And Dan Aykroyd did a pretty good, in the first season of Saturday Night Live, I believe he did a Crazy Larry takeoff on Crazy Eddie.
Yeah.
Crazy Larry was his brother who was just giving away the whole store.
That's
you know,
the
just
thing.
Come on in.
You know what happened, Mike? I had that embedded in my mind. That's why I thought he was Crazy Larry. I thought the real guy was Crazy Larry.
Okay, right.
Oh,
cool,
man.
Cool.
It was the best. Crazy Eddie. All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Take care. All right. Do we have some Crazy Eddie, Dan?
Crazy Eddie's greatest TV and video sale ever. Get a video recorder, color TV, large screen TV, video camera, even an audio video component system. Get it all on sale now during Crazy Eddie's greatest TV and video sale ever. Remember, we are not undersold. We will not be undersold. We cannot be undersold. And we mean it. So get anything and everything in TV and video. Get it now during Crazy Eddie's greatest TV and video sale ever. Crazy Eddie, his prices are insane.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Very good.
Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld where Elaine dated The Wiz? I'm The Wiz, and nobody beats me. He was like one of those commercial guys. He wore like a big stupid crown on his head.
Oh, vaguely.
And you got hypnotized
yeah.
by his eyes. Like right. he would look at you in like the dreamy eyes that he had. Because I'm The Wiz, and nobody beats me.
Oh, God.
They also had Leapin' Larry on Seinfeld. That's the one where... Kramer was obsessed with giving the fire department better directions so that they get the fires faster.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry inadvertently, mistakenly burns down Leapin' Larry's. He was supposed to do commercials for it. All right. Here we get. All right. Now, you know, Harry Carey
mm-hmm.
did commercials for Budweiser, but he also did. This is one of my favorites. I love this. He did a campaign for La Preferida Foods, which of
really?
Course. Yeah. Which when you think La Preferida Foods, you think. Harry Carey.
Yeah. Yep. It's an immediately go to.
Who would be a good spokesman for La Preferida?
It's synonymous.
Well, listen to this.
Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey. You know, working a ball game really makes me hungry. And when I'm hungry, I can't help but think of the great Mexican foods made with La Preferida products. Just as a home run adds excitement to a baseball game, La Preferida sauces add excitement to your meal. If you want to hit a grand slam for your team, simply serve up a tasty dish made with La Preferida food. Holy cow, what a meal!
He loves it.
We used to, we used to dread La Pref at, we used to call it La Pref at Jewel because that and Goya would be separate from any other, grocery loads because they'd come directly from the company.
Mm-hmm.
And so... You never knew when they were going to show up. So we'd be waiting, I got a shift, and I'm like, man, there's only 15 minutes left in my shift, and La Pref hasn't shown up yet. And they'd show up like 5 minutes before the end of the shift. I'm like, damn it, I got to stay longer now. And the Goya would come at a different time, and they were in the same aisle. So we're like, come on, stay aisle four. We were in aisle four. I remember, I'll never forget it. But yeah. But I love the fact that Harry Carey did commercials for La Preferida.
He's so excited.
Yeah, he's excited about everything. I've told you my favorite.
The sauces.
My favorite Harry Carey quote ever
hmm.
when he was in the booth with Steve Stone.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You went to Kent State, didn't you? And Steve Stone goes, yeah. And he goes, and they didn't shoot you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Harry.
Oh,
man. All right. Here's Alan on WGN. Hey, Alan.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. What's up?
Well, I got a commercial. I believe it was in the 50s. It was a real short one. It had two Muppets in it. And it was for Crammel Milk. And one of the Muppets asked the other Muppet, do you like Crammel Milk? No. Boom. Then he turns the cannon toward the people that are watching. He says, now, do you like Crammel Milk?
So he killed the puppet with the cannon because he didn't like the milk?
Yeah, they're John Henson puppets.
Jim Henson.
Or Jim Henson, yeah.
Not the guy who works.
It's a really, really early use of the Muppets, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's great, man. That's cool. All right, Alan, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Crammel Milk.
Yeah, they just recently, they keep showing it on Channel 11, Jeffrey Bear talking about it.
Oh, Jeffrey Bear talking about it?
Yeah, of course. He knows everything that has to do with Chicago.
Of course he does. He's the king. All right, here's Chris on WGN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, do you remember the commercials for Kitty Land, White Fence Farm?
Uh-huh.
And then the Wild Olds in Libertyville.
It's oh, yeah.
Beautiful place in the country.
Yeah, beautiful place in the country. That's right. Yeah. In Libertyville. Libertyville, by the way, is a beautiful place.
Yes.
It is. Yep. Beautiful place.
So I think we're lying.
It's nice to hear your, the retro conversation on this.
Thank you.
It brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Having some fun. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
I didn't know White Fence Farm had commercials.
They did. Yeah. White Fence Farm had many commercials.
Do they really need them?
Not with your business, they don't. So
you just smell it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, once you try it, they don't need commercials because the repeat business is there.
Exactly.
All right, how about this one? Let's see if you remember this one, Esmeralda.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys. The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. The whole town's talking about the trade-ins, the service, the values. The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
There you go.
Wow. I've never heard the
That's the entire thing right there. And they didn't even say what the specials were or anything. There was like no...
Something about trade-ins.
Trade-ins, that's
except
it.
Cars.
Yeah. So... Mike says, do you remember the Ben's Auto Sales during Bob Luce Wrestling? Do I remember Ben's Auto Sales during Bob Luce Wrestling? Yes! It was the best. Those were awesome. 708 area code, Magic Kiss Carpet Cleaning. I miss the Magic Kiss sign that used to be, you can see from the Kennedy. Used to be big lips that would light up. It said the Magic Kiss logo. You could see it from the Kennedy. Mm. Not there anymore.
You should go get it.
It's
probably somewhere.
Go get it?
Yeah,
it's got to be in a museum somewhere, right? Doesn't it, Dan? It's got to be like documented. It was legendary. The Magic Kiss lips.
I know we've spoken about it. I don't know if it's quite museum worthy, but I'm sure someone has it and cherishes it.
Come on.
I liked the Coca-Cola one.
Yeah.
That would fill up and then.
And then empty.
Yeah.
I know.
My favorite.
Yeah, my favorite was Magic Kiss with the lips. I'm trying to remember what street it was, what exit.
I never knew. That was always a mystery. And when I actually lived here and I saw where this was, I was like, whoa?
Is Mary's here, right? Mary, do you remember what exit the Magic Kiss lips were on the Kennedy?
No, they were on the Eisenhower.
Was it the Eisenhower? Oh, was it the Eisenhower?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was on the Eisenhower.
I think it's
Mannheim, wasn't it?
Is it? I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe it's the Eisenhower going into the Kennedy when you're coming back, when you're going into the city.
Hold on. Let me.
Why am
check
I thinking? I just can't remember now. Now I'm complicating things unnecessarily.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they were on the Eisenhower.
They were on the Ike. Okay. I don't remember.
Okay, there were signs on the Edens. They were all over the
place.
Oh,
okay.
Now that I'm looking it up here,
so they were on. They had one on the Edens.
Edens, Ryan, Kennedy, Eisenhower.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah,
they covered everything then.
They
okay,
them all.
We were all
but
right.
Not on the Stevenson though.
But no, the Stevenson's the only one.
Yeah,
they never had anything good on it.
Yeah, they were. Oh, it was at Montrose. Yeah,
that's it. Montrose and Kennedy. Thank you. The phones are lit up. We got it, everybody.
And we're sorry to report that the signs were eventually demolished.
Come on.
Yeah, usually.
That's not cool.
I think around here, yeah, unless you're in Vegas.
You're ripping up lips. I don't like it.
Okay.
All right, we got a break for weather and traffic. We'll come back and talk a little bit more and play a little more audio from old commercials that we're having some fun with. Here's your weather. 20% chance of snow showers between 1 and 4 p.m. today and a high of 33 for tonight. Partly cloudy, a low around 15. Wind chills are going to get down to like 1. Tomorrow is Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 24. Wind chills down to zero. Friday, partly sunny, high near 24. Montrose.
I got it in your head.
I got Montrose in my head. Saturday. Montrose is not a day of the week, by the way. They are a great rock band and a great street, but they're not a name in the... there we go. It was this is a jam. Now, I'm glad somebody did this. Scott from Streamwood on Wildcard Wednesday requested Asia, and that's heat of the moment. John Wetton died yesterday. He was 67 years old, and he was in King Crimson. He was one of the best prog rock musicians and bass players ever and a great singer. And he was in Asia, and he passed away. He was battled cancer. It was a real long battle, and he had a really hard time with it, and he passed away. But he was great. So thank you, Scott. Asia. Remember John Wetton. Rest in peace. All right. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. The opening bell coming up at 5. And we're all here. And during the break, Mary came in and informed me that she had a little news update, kind of, on the Magic Kiss sign.
Well,
at Montrose, the one at Montrose.
Breaking news.
Wait, I don't even know if we have the breaking
from
news.
From the 80s.
Yeah, breaking news from 40 years ago.
I guess the Magicus sign at Montrose, where it meets the Kennedy, south of the junction, it was rusting away, and it was unlit, and it was filling up with bird poop. So the new owners of Magicus Carpet and Rug Cleaners just decided not to maintaining the sign.
That's it. Once you fill up with bird poop, it's all over at that point.
Nasty, and they just didn't want to clean it. But the other one in the Eisenhower, that was at Cicero,
okay.
And the one on the Ryan was at 85th Street, and that was raised in 92, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, they're all gone now.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's very sad. It was like the entryway into Chicago. That's what they wanted to be.
See, that's what I meant when I said when you're coming into Chicago, you would see the Magicus.
Yes, and everybody would get all excited.
Yeah.
And
it's Chicago. It's Magicus.
Yeah. Chicago loves us. They're kissing us.
They're kissing us on the way in, and especially at Montrose, where birds really like the sign.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Mayor.
Sure.
All right. Are you ready for this one, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Just prepare yourself, okay?
Oh, boy.
Moo and I. We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips. Ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too.
Compliment any meal with mustard, turnip, and collard greens, just 29 cents a pound. Try them with smoked picnic ham, 69 cents a pound. Delicious with farm-raised catfish, $1.59 a pound. And great with chicken leg quarters, fixed your favorite way, only 29 cents a pound.
The best.
That's a good deal. 29 cents.
All those deals are good, man.
They're like 49 cents right now.
You kidding me?
80.
But you could always get a deal with Moo and Oink. See, now I don't think there are any Moo and Oink stores, but there are Moo and Oink products.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I think I saw the Moo and Oink.
Yeah. The dudes. You, the Moo dudes and Oink.
Are on GN.
Yeah. No, you can see, you can get products. I don't think there's any Moo and Oink stores anymore. But you can get products. Moo and Oink rules, man. Come on. It's a cow and a pig. They're buddies, and they're going to get killed.
They're coexisting.
And they're going to coexist
until
we eat them.
Well, they're not getting killed.
Okay.
Their friends are getting killed. They're just letting them. They're like, come on, everybody. Eat my brethren.
I'm a pig, but I'm saying you should get some chitlins. That's all I'm saying. They're delicious. My friend Ralph, he's delicious.
Not mine, though. I have been saved.
No, my chitlins are bad. You don't want...
They have been saved.
All right, let's go to the phones. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Nick, hey, good morning. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
while I was sitting there, I don't know if you remember the Dispensa's Castle of Toys.
Absolutely.
Spot they used to do between Ray Rayner and Garfield Goose.
Absolutely.
Dan Lee's Garage World always came on before the leadoff man.
Yep.
And the old Chicago spots. I remember this specifically because of the line, see some shows, punch a clown right in the nose. I don't know why that stuck with me.
Old Chicago. What a legendary joint that was. I've talked about Old Chicago many times.
I live in Bolingbrook, and I drive by right Old Chicago Way. It's a big, I think it's a car dealership now and a bunch of warehouses. I mean, wow. Oh, and you mentioned Bob Lou's Wrestling. So
yeah.
You remember Bobo Brazil.
Of course.
Hawking One Stop Liquors.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
One Stop Liquors, Bobo Brazil. That's where he gets all his booze. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Patrick. Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
Old Chicago was an amazing place. You go back.
I only know it because of pictures of my brother getting to go. Because we lived in Bolingbrook.
Oh, you did. But so then you remember the.
I don't. But yeah. My brother, when he was a kid,
we used to go there. Oh man, we used to go there all the time.
Yeah, there's a bunch of pictures of him.
God,
there.
It's legendary. All right, you want more legend?
Sure.
Legend.
Rock-a-bye your baby. Hi, I'm Harry Schmerle, your singing Ford dealer. Choose from 200 brand-new Fairmonts and Mustangs priced from $49.95. You can buy a brand-new equipped Fairmont or Mustang from $49.95 at Schmerler Ford. Choose from over 200 new Fairmonts and Mustangs, all priced from $49.95. With a voice like mine, I've got to give good deals. Schmerler Ford is at Route 83 and Tui in Elk Grove Village.
Schmerler Ford.
Schmerler.
Harry Schmerler.
Interesting last name.
Harry Schmerler, your singing Ford dealer. Rock-a-bye your baby. That's how he started every commercial.
Yeah.
He was your singing Ford dealer. Great. Now we all know this one.
What's that?
Do you have insurance on this car?
No.
It must be Eagle Man.
I've got something for you.
Oh, look at those low rates.
When that commercial was early 90s.
How many takes?
One. Clearly one.
I feel like it took a few to get them to where they are.
Oh, my God.
Seriously,
they had to do more takes to get them to that quality?
I feel like they had to.
Now, by the way, you mentioned to me you're in a commercial.
I know.
Tell everybody.
I'm excited. I'm in the United Auto Insurance commercial.
Which one?
I don't know.
Okay, but you're in it.
I haven't seen it.
With
I saw
Eddie
someone.
And Jobo?
No, Eddie and Jobo weren't there.
You didn't get to work with Eddie and Jobo?
No, unfortunately.
What was your part?
Well, no, it was a thing. We were walking. It was me and V. So it's me and V.
Okay.
And we were just walking at a food truck festival. And they go, we'll give you $20 if you sing the United Auto Insurance commercial. And he goes, cash right now? And they go, yeah. And he's like, let's do this.
More food, baby.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, you had to sing it. And I was like, I don't need the words.
No, I got it. Trust me, I got it. I know this. Me and Eddie and Jobo go way back. Oh, that's hilarious. We got to keep an eye out for that.
I know. I still haven't seen it. Someone screenshotted it because they saw it, and they were like, is this you?
Yeah. So you're just randomly at a food truck event.
Yeah, they did it to a bunch of people. There's a bunch of versions.
So they just had a bunch of 20s on them?
Yeah.
They were slapping 20s like Ron Santo and
Apparently.
Pat Hughes? So, wow. Well, we got to keep a lookout for
I
that.
I know, yeah.
You
I'm
and
singing.
V.
The cats.
Get to say, oh, the cats. Oh, my God. The cats are going to go nuts on television.
Yeah.
It's not even safe for Dave Bennett and his army of cats to turn the TV on now. So, all right.
I'm everywhere.
That's right. You're taking over. Let's see. Shelley Long did old Century Tile commercials. She did Homemakers commercials, right?
Maybe you never noticed, but Homemakers doesn't have furniture sales. The reason is we can't. Our everyday prices are so low, we simply can't reduce them. But check for yourself. Check Homemakers prices against special sale prices at any other store. And see if our everyday prices aren't as low or lower. And remember, it's not low price furniture. It's good furniture at low prices every day. Homemakers, Woodfield, Downers Grove, and Orland Square.
That's when she was working at Second City.
The best part of that commercial,
there's a three-foot-tall
ceramic giraffe that she walks by for sale.
Because that is a gorgeous piece that you would want for your home.
Yeah, that was when she was a young up-and-coming actress here.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is she doing?
No, it was Second City. When she was long before Cheers. When she was at Second City, she was waiting tables here at Second City, and she became a main stage.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's very early into Shelley Long's career. Let's see. Jay in Ohio said, Nick, in the mid-80s, the Empire Carpet commercials with the actor, who is now a cartoon character, ran on TV every 2 minutes. Yeah, they were on all the time.
Yeah. No, my dad said, because he used to work for them, people would think that how you install carpets, you just roll it out and the furniture flies up. And you're like, come on, guys. Really? It's not how that works.
Nick, come on.
No, because they wouldn't want to move the furniture. And you're like, how do you think this carpet's going to get on the floor?
Well, in the commercial, the cartoon guy rolls the furniture,
right,
and the furniture jumps up and falls back down on it. How can that not happen? You promised that in your commercial.
It's like I have to move this couch.
I actually have to move the furniture? What is this? Well, let's get a little piece of this real quick then.
Don't you love some of these other companies? They sell carpets with one hand, kitchen sinks with the other. Or carpeting and toasters. Even carpeting and aluminum siding. Empire's the only shop-at-home company that sells nothing but carpeting. Which is why only Empire can deliver in one day. From $695 a yard installed, with no payment for 90 days. Nobody else can possibly do it.
588-2300 Empire.
Empire, the carpeting only people.
There you go.
Empire today.
Today.
Now it's today.
It's today. That's right. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Dan Feinberg is going to join us and we'll talk about it. And we'll have another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That?
Very good.
Okay. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. News is coming up next.